A few days ago, popular chef Anthony Bourdain was out in France, and his death was ruled a suicide. And I got a shout out to Alan Roger Curry as he tagged me to this post on Facebook. And you know, Anthony Bourdain, I spent many years watching him travel the world, going to Bangkok and Hong Kong and all of these places, wishing to be like him. And I was influenced to travel because of him. But if we think about all of the things that he had, money, fame, wealth, why would a man like this still end his life? Now, here in this part of Black YouTube that we call the Black Manosphere, we ask every other question. How to get women, how to get money, how to travel. But never do we ask Black men, where is your mental state, brother? Have we ever asked this question in our sector of YouTube? How many brothers every day that walk through a door are dealing with some type of depression? Maybe it is diagnosed, maybe it is not. And if they are dealing with it, how can they overcome it? Now, if we look at the African-American male, he is distinctly unique from any other Black person on planet Earth. And distinct in this country amongst other groups of men in with so far as nationalities are concerned. As a Black man, many of you come from lower class or lower middle class families. Father may not be there. From the jump, when you were born, many of you into poverty. Many of you are climbing out of a rut, trying to help mama, trying to help daddy, trying to help yourself. And what many people don't understand is that this is a stress on the Black man. Even as a young boy, being your mama's quote unquote unofficial husband, man of the house, 12, 13 years old, having to grow up fast. And see, this is something that we never discuss concerning our brothers. And it needs to be brought to the forefront because many brothers don't talk about it. They just hold it in. But we don't know how many brothers have committed suicide behind the stress. How many of our Black men who could have helped our cause are somewhere locked up in prison? How many of our Black men that could have represented and built businesses or went to school and help our legal situations, our financial cause, our total political cause in America, have we lost them because they are depressed? And maybe today in this particular video, I speak to you, the brother who was in the dumps, down and out. Could be temporarily because you lost a job. Maybe because your girlfriend left you. Could have been for another man. Some cases for another woman. But brother, let me tell you something, because a lot of brothers take bad news in a personal way. A lot of the most successful Black men, and I cannot count on success as money because we know money is not everything, but so many Black men who are living a great life right now has been or went through worse than where you're at. I talk to Black men all the time that are some cases millionaires living overseas, living a dream, was once found living in cars, eating out of trash cans. I know brothers who were living out of motels, homeless shelters. Everybody had given up on them. But the key to understanding your depression or your down in the dumps is that you must know that other brothers have been through similar situations. You are not the only brother that somebody has left in a relationship. You're not the only brother whose kids were taken away from him in child support or the state custody. You're not the only brother who went to the penitentiary and got a felony and can't find a job. All of these situations and many more affect African-American men. But you must know that you can still make it. And this is where I am calling on you black men and the sound, those of you hear the sound of my voice, that you extend an offer. Not to the brothers who don't want nothing out of life, but to give a brother an encouraging word. Sometimes it's okay to tell another brother if you see that he's depressed. If you have the time, it's okay to ask the brother, what's going on? Is there anything I can do to talk to you about? A lot of times these transactions don't even require any money. But just to tell a brother, you've been through the storm. And all that you need to do is stick with it. You know, back in the church, they used to have a saying, just keep on keeping on. And many times as we are out forgetting about our own brothers, we're talking about women. We're talking about trips. We're talking about all the things that we're doing. But we must forget, or at least we not forget it, rather. Some of our brothers are still stuck in the dumps. And all that they need is an encouraging word. And that word is to know that, brother, you also can make it. You also can be successful. Now, I want to also add this piece, referring back to the original point of this whole Anthony Bourdain situation. And that is to say that many black men are chasing wealth. You're chasing money. Chasing success. And again, we all need money. Money is important. But to the point that you think that money will solve everything. There's no money in the world to replace a broken heart, or to replace a feeling of being let down, or to replace a feeling of being turned on, being neglected. Because a lot of brothers go out there and get all the money, think having sex with a lot of women is going to make you feel better. And after that, you're still down in the dumps. And that is nothing that money cannot buy. Money cannot buy happiness. You think that it can. It can't buy you joy. It can't buy you peace of mind. And there are many people, black and non-black, that have jumped over ledges, put a gun to their head, with a bank account full of money. Some people have got on the Golden Gate Bridge before they jumped off, left their wallet and all their credit cards and took their shoes off and fell to their death. All because something is missing in their life. And you brothers must find something that gives you the passion every day to get up and keep living, to get up and keep wanting to do something with yourself. I don't care what it is. It could be cleaning toilets. It could be going to school. It could be doing something. But you need to have a purpose on this life. And only you can define that purpose. And we have so many black men who are walking out here like zombies, not knowing what their purpose in life is. And I know I found my purpose here in the black manosphere. I've had many purposes to do in my life. But whether I made a dollar of it about it or not, I got a purpose here. It makes me want to come back and do it every day, at least as much time I can put into it. I got a purpose on my own personal education. And whether I make money at it or not, and it's good to have money, but it's not driven by that. So we speak to you brothers here from this point of view to know that if you're down in the dumps, know that you can get out of it. Know that your depression, that you have people who have been in your situation. Seek help. You know, watch YouTube videos. There are a lot of things that you can do. Join up groups. Talk about your issues. Brother, don't go around holding all of these things in all your life. Vent. And people can help you if you allow yourself to be helped. The people who've had suicidal thoughts, all kind of things that brothers go through that we don't talk about on here because it's not a popular topic. But you must understand that you can get through anything that anybody else has gotten through. So brothers, want to just drop this out on you. I know it's not going to get a lot of views, a lot of video shares and stuff. But this is from the heart, you know. You can get through anything that anybody else got through. All right. So again, the buffoonery remains at an all-time high. We'll be doing the live stream on the O'Shea Vlogcast second channel. I'll post that in the link. It starts in 1 hour. How to Increase Your Cash Flow as a Black Man by Dr. Kenyon Meadows. I want everybody there. Go into the first comment of this video. Subscribe to the channel, O'Shea Vlogcast, and watch this live stream in about 1 hour. We'll be live over there. Come over there and join up with us. Fellowship with us. Ask questions if you can. And brothers, continue to keep up the fight. You know, keep up the great attitude. Put a smile on your face, even if you don't have nothing to smile about. Because eventually, you can get through anything. And I'm out. Peace.